Welcome to another edition of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. One of my favorite people is in our virtual green room right now, drinking, I hope, a great cup of tea, Victoria Jones from Talk Radio News. Hey, Victoria.
Hey.
We spared no expense. Matt Johnson made sure we got you some of that Darjeeling. Don't you like Darjeeling, or do you like something else?
Earl Grey.
Oh, that's right. You're an Earl Grey person. Okay. Note to self, Earl Grey. Well, I bet he's drinking a lot of tea because he has to preserve his voice now. But Paul Ryan, Congressman Ryan, on the undercard for Mitt Romney. What was the reaction in Washington? Of course, everyone on the Hill is away, but I know there are other people talking about it.
Oh, yeah, there are definitely people talking about it, and it's getting a lot of reaction. Well, I mean, there's enormous excitement on both sides from Republicans who think, oh, this is really going to do it for us and going to get people focused. It's going to really energize the base and get up and go. And from Democrats who are thinking, yeah, this is the fight we wanted. To the strategists who are saying, whoa, hold your horses, not so fast, everybody. You know, on both sides saying, not so fast, everybody, a little bit of caution is called for. To the Republicans, to the, National Republican Congressional Committee sending out its emails saying, do not say entitlement reform, privatization, or every option is on the table. Do say strengthen, secure, save, preserve, protect.
Oh, my, oh, my. So we know that the Medicare plan and the budget is going to be the, I think, the feeding frenzy or one of the main rallying cries for the Democrats. Do you think, as somebody who's covered politics for a long time, that that works for the Democrats?
Well, I think it works for the Democrats if they can break through this new messaging language that the Republicans have started. And I've heard them all day today. We are saving Medicare. We are strengthening Medicare. We are protecting it. The Democrats are, you know, Obama has cut $700 million from Medicare. Really? Okay. Ryan cut $700 million from Medicare in his budget. Why didn't Obama say that today? Why didn't Biden say that today? Nobody said that today. I haven't heard a single Democrat say that today.
Yeah. They might not know it. They need to fact check. Why would we let the facts get in the way of anything? I don't understand. I said you've covered Washington for a long time. One thing Obama did hit Ryan with was the farm bill because he talked about it when he was in Iowa. He talked about that Ryan was the guy who refused to pass a farm bill that would have helped states like Iowa. So that was a big zinger, wasn't it?
It was a big zinger. And this is the first of Obama's 3 days in Iowa today. And he appeared with Agriculture Secretary Vilsack, who is a former Iowa governor. And he did announce that the Department of Agriculture is going to buy up $170 million of pork, lamb, chicken, catfish to help support farmers suffering from the drought. And the food purchases are going towards food nutrition programs like food banks. He's also going to direct the Department of Defense to encourage its vendors to speed up purchases of pork, lamb, and beef and freeze it for later use. So the executive branch is doing everything it can. And Tom Vilsack, the Agriculture Secretary, was pretty pointed when he was speaking before Obama. He said, take a look at the Ryan budget. Take a look at what it does to farm families. It destroys the safety net. So he was pretty outspoken.
Yeah, and as you said, a couple more days in Iowa, so that's going to definitely be one of the undercurrents in some of the, I think, next couple of speeches, too, because they could work that in for sure. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News, as always, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you very much.
All right, so Paul Ryan is still, of course, the source of conversation for the Democrats and for the Republicans. It's a question of who gets the advantage with the Ryan pick for the Romney ticket. This is a big, 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 big part of the buzz in the backyard, which is what we always talk about here on America Tonight. And invite you, of course, to the party. Let me throw out the digits. What say you about Paul Ryan Is he a Trump card for the Republicans or for the Dems? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. It's not the only thing we're going to pick up on during this hour of America tonight. Also, sadly, another crazy shootout. This time, a couple of innocent people were killed, but it was a gunfire exchange, almost like an Old West kind of gunfire. Sounds odd to describe it that way, but was outside of a major college campus. I'll give you the details on that. Plus, as we mix up some odds and ends in our next segment, there are a couple of things going on in the heartland. Victoria touched on it there a little bit. We're all concerned about the drought. I went shopping today, and, man, within seconds, you are dropping easily a C note. I mean, seriously, it's how quickly the money slips through your fingers when you're shopping. It's unreal, especially when it comes to getting any kind of meats, any kind of dairy products, any of that stuff that might be on your list. And if you're getting a bunch of seeds and you're sticking to like ramen noodles, somebody said to me the other day, they had a kid in college who was trying to save all their money for beer, and they were doing the ramen noodle thing. Well, okay, then maybe you're able to scrimp away some of that money. You're not spending a ton. But most Americans who are feeding families, you are spending a lot at the grocery store, which is why I keep noticing the same thing that I've noticed really for the last couple of years, but it seems to be more frenzied now, is the whole coupon thing. People are showing up actually with the coupons, whether they're really saving or not, because to me it's like a sleight of hand. When there's sales, are you really getting this great advantage on a sale, or do they make you think you're getting a great advantage? And now grocery stores, like every other place, you have to be in their club, and if you're not, then you don't get the percentage off, and then you have to bring the coupon and the card along with you and all that other nonsense. But you can tell the people are not happy with what they're paying at the stores, and that all goes back to part of this, the drought with so many burned out crops. So a little bit of relief from Washington, I think, is a really good thing in this case. We don't seem to see, as we forecast this out and talk to actually a couple of weather people earlier in the day. I talked to one in Dallas and one in Chicago, not in trying to forecast out, which of course is not, you know, you're talking about a week out, but it doesn't look like there's some great rain anywhere down the line, even though we're all doing rain dances and hoping that these farmers get that much-needed relief. It doesn't seem to be anywhere in sight anytime soon. So something has to give, and the government had to help the farmers and the ranchers, I think, in this case, because it was too much to hang on at this point. You know, the other thing is, what about ethanol? Shut down that mandatory ethanol thing where you have to push a bunch of corn in that direction. And that may also come up. It's not, so far, the administration isn't willing to go in that direction. But they did, as Victoria said, they did announce that they were going to buy up to $170 million of pork, lamb, chicken, and catfish for the federal food nutrition assistance programs, including food banks, because it's just that bad. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 13, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.2260. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.6321, $8.3161 for a half ounce, or $4.1580 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.6321, $8.3161, and $4.1580.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Yeah, yeah. America tonight, advantage Paul Ryan, but to whom? Democrats or the Republicans? I say Republicans, for as much as there's a lot of talk about, oh, you know, Paul Ryan and his wild Medicare, Medicaid proposal, the vouchers, and the budget that a lot of old people don't want to hear about, saying that we'll re-rack it, privatize it, all that kind of stuff. That's a big no-no. So the biggest way to win over people is to talk about what would happen if a Ryan-like budget were to go through. I still say advantage Republicans. The reason I say that is because Romney, instead of playing it safe, goes totally out on the limb and helps with the right side of the party and the Tea Party all in one. And Ryan is a guy who doesn't waver. This is him. He can stand up and take the heat, and he will. So he's very conservative. He's the real deal. He's a Washington politician who wants to climb the ladder. And in this case, that helps Romney as well. If you think about, so many will say, well, who do you want in the White House? Do you want a business guy or do you want a lawyer? Let's just say you just took the two sides just for president. Do we still want the same lawyer in the White House or do we want to go with a business guy? Then you could say, well, you got to be able to maneuver politics, whether you like the evil machine or not. You got to maneuver. You got to be able to dance a little bit, or you'll have to play catch up. And what good would that person do if they're wasting too much time focused on that? So problem solved with Paul Ryan. Plus, Paul Ryan, believe it or not, is liked by a lot of Democrats, people that he's worked with. So he's not a hated figure by the Dems, not at least with the political dance, certainly not. All right, odds and ends. So that's up for grabs here. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. A lot of people reacting to the news, of course, of Ryan, as he's off campaigning, and so is Mitt Romney. Ditto for President Obama, who's in Iowa, as you heard, and Joe Biden is trying to keep his foot out of his mouth, and he's doing what he can behind the scenes for the president. This is a shocker. And politicians have been caught, when they thought they were off mic, actually using this word. You ready for this? You won't believe what's being added to the dictionary. Uh-huh. Merriam-Webster Dictionary. No joke. They add each year 100 words. You knew that, correct? Like, ginormous is a word. Really is a word. My mom refused. She's like, she wants that old English style. So if you play Scrabble with her, she won't have any of the words that are now in there currently. She doesn't want to hear about it because that doesn't make any sense. So she really won't like this one. F-bomb.
What, are you kidding me?
Nah, I'm not kidding you. F-bomb is in the dictionary now. Yeah. So it surfaced like in a bunch of newspapers decades ago. It's taken that long to actually to make it officially into the old book. But you've got sexting, flexitarian, energy drink, life coach, all new words in there. So another word that made it in is the F-bomb word. Explaining that to young kids would be interesting. Dad, you're really F-bombing around the house. You're frustrated. Hopefully not, because you don't want to start off kids that way. But we have seen politicians who have fallen into that, where they thought they were off mic, and it turns out somebody left the mic on, and then you got a string of expletives and sometimes the F word. Although that's definitely not what a politician wants to say or be heard saying. Dick Cheney did the F-bomb thing in the Senate in 2004. And then in 2010, when Joe Biden, he did the same thing. Remember? So it just slipped out. So thanks to Cheney and Biden and some of the sports figures, F-bomb is now in the dictionary. How about that? That's crazy. I don't know. I don't know that it belongs in the dictionary. I got to say, I'm for some of all those other words, and I get it about changing and putting in, you know, stepping up to the plate and throwing in some of these catchphrases and stuff. But if enough people use it, I guess that's part of why it's included in the dictionary. So by that definition of how do we decide what words go in, I guess it would make it in. It would make it in. If you're a guy, you might not have read this magazine ever in your life, or maybe you've seen it somewhere lying around, perhaps. Cosmopolitan Magazine was the magazine that talked about the unmentionable things in its day. And the editor, and she was an author too, Helen Gurley Brown, was considered to be a groundbreaker. She's died at the age of 90. Longtime editor of that mag. So that was the whole thing, joining the sexual revolution. She died in a hospital in New York. She was hospitalized briefly. She was a pioneer in the media industry. Certainly she was a pioneer in that field. And she became a celebrity. She became a celebrity in her 40s when she was an ad copywriter in the 60s. And before you know it, she was doing the magazine thing. She got promoted up the chain, and ultimately she pushed Cosmopolitan Magazine, and it kind of had a little bit of everything in it. Famous for Burt Reynolds' nude pose in 1972, but the mag was gone. It was really about the 70s. That was its heyday, and for forever it had lots and lots of readers, but you know, eventually you couldn't turn the magazine's fate and fortunes around with what's happened with the Internet revolution. And it went by the boards, and, you know, the amount of readers just dropped significantly. But they peaked at 3 million in the 80s. So, you know, she'd probably have a place in Wikipedia for sure. And she's maybe in there right now. I wouldn't doubt that. maybe not in the dictionary, but some of the words that you read in Cosmopolitan might have appeared in the dictionary, too. Might have appeared in the dictionary. But once things started to go up, once the price of producing these mags went up, it became much, much too difficult. All right, the reason we call this segment Odds and Ends is because of just that. Did you know? Wasn't it shocking about the F-bomb thing? And some legendary magazine editor who certainly is responsible for pushing the envelope in her day for like four decades dies. That's absolutely significant. I would say this is significant. We just got off of the Olympics. I don't know how many of you watched. I know a lot of you sent emails and called the show to participate in our medal count contest. The United States ends up with 104 medals. Nobody guessed 104. We had people pretty close, a couple of 102s and in the neighborhood, but nobody said 104. Nobody guessed the amount of gold medals, which was 46, or silvers, or bronze for that matter. So it was once again just that hard to nail the score, which is a good reminder. In the next couple of weeks, we'll be back with football and our weekly nail of the score contest with some really neat, cool things attached to it this time around as we pick the game of the week. And in our third hour on Fridays, you get to try to nail the score. It doesn't matter if you know football or not. You're just throwing out a score guess. So since we're throwing out not guesses but numbers, NBC Universal says the London Games were the most watched TV in U.S. history. How about that? The Nielsen figures so far say that 219 million viewers watched the games on NBC and the various other networks. So that surpasses 215 for Beijing in 2008. Sunday's closing ceremony, 31 million viewers. Do you know how much of the Olympics they showed? Which I had problems with the coverage because it was hard to not know the results before you were watching, and I hate that, and the network says they couldn't do anything about it. But it's the 13th Olympics for NBC. They had 5,535 hours across their TV and online channels. 5,535 hours. Wonder if anybody watched all of that. And then you could TiVo it and go back. Think anybody spent that much time on it? Meet you on the flip side as we bounce back to politics here on ATN.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising costs of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Politics is a skilled politician making his way on the campaign trail, especially this is break time for Congress, so it is perfect timing, and then making his way to Tampa with his family, pretty much well received. There was a heckler at one point during the day when Paul Ryan was out, but for the most part, Ryan has had some pretty big crowds on his first solo day on the campaign trail. He was at the Iowa State Fair, and he was out there with Congressman Steve King, and there were a lot of people that came out to see him. He did the obligatory jeans and cowboy boot thing and seemed to be enjoying himself. You know, he's liking the fact that he's got a voice out there, and he's got to be able to whip up the crowds and get them to support Mitt Romney and get them interested in the message and get them away from, oh, he's the guy that's like the Darth Vader when it comes to Medicare and Medicaid, and there's some confusion around that. So, like I said, at one point there were a few hecklers, but for the most part, it was pretty supportive. Bigger crowds, a lot of people that wanted to come up to him and shake his hand and that kind of stuff. I mean, Romney's been heckled certainly along the way. Obama's been heckled. At some point, that's what happens to you. So when he started talking in the beginning at the fair, there was a guy that was saying things, that was screaming things out and trying to taunt him. And then there were some protesters that were shouting at him, a woman, and then a guy started to scream things. But he was unfazed. He just kept on going. And the Iowa trooper that was around him and some of the others just started to sort of make their way toward the crowd. And one of the protesters were carrying a banner with her and that kind of stuff. But other than that, he in fact, the thing to do, just like any comedian knows, if you get heckled, you turn it into a punchline if you can do it. So at one point he said, with the female protester, she must not be from Iowa. And so eventually they were escorted out. And that was that overall, probably a decent day for him for the most part. Not a good day for the Texas A&M campus. Three people are dead, including the guy with the gun. Once again, here we go. What happened was the shooting was near College Station and very close to the university. What the police say is somebody who was a guy was 35 years old. In fact, his name is Tress Cafall, was shot, and they took him ultimately to the hospital, and they were able to take him out. He was pronounced dead there, but he's part of this what had to do with an eviction notice. Apparently, you had a 43-year-old College Station resident who was shot in the middle of this nonsense and killed in the gunfight, and it all started when there was an eviction notice that was going to be served. So what happened was the gunman got crazy, grabbed a semi-automatic weapon, and decided that he was going to go after the person who was serving the eviction notice. And wow, what's that about? What was going on there? And they don't know. So this is what they're saying. You know, we don't know. We don't know what set him off. If there was what the reasons were that the eviction notice, certainly, but we don't know that this was something that was brewing. He obviously wasn't right. He was armed and ready to go after somebody. Knew apparently that this was a possibility. And his mother says, you know, he's been ill. That's the only thing. It breaks our hearts that this is what happens. He's been ill, and this is what it ends up in. It ends up in that just a week after seven people, including a gunman, were killed in the shooting at the Sikh temple, then we've got the Aurora, Colorado thing a month before that, and now we've got this guy who doesn't feel suffering from some kind of illness and doesn't feel like he can take an eviction notice, so he decides to shoot anyone who comes near him to serve the notice, and including the cops. So as a result, three people, including a police officer, including a cop, and the gunman are dead because of this. Oh. And on top of that, you had three cops and a woman who were wounded as well. So it's, you know, what do you say? What do you say to this? I will tell you one thing, and I said this after Aurora, Colorado, but now with the Sikh temple and now with Texas A&M, you can bet, and they're all unrelated, but you can bet that there's going to be a serious push for gun control, which is, to me, I would still say, it has nothing to do with that. I don't think you can blame it on guns. You can't blame it on that. There are things that could be done when it comes to ammunition and getting things off the internet and all that kind of stuff, but I don't think what happened at A&M, I mean, it's terrible, another terrible, crazy tragedy. He was trying to kill people, shoot people. He was upset, and he ended up, police ended up also being in the middle of this. So we've got this violence that seems to have exploded, but in all different ways, not related. So somebody's coming to serve an eviction notice, and times are tough. So what happens? Violence. Yeah, you just have to feel so sorry for those people. You do. You just have to feel awful for them that this happened. This really is unbelievable that somebody does that, what they're supposed to do, when he had been in there forever, 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 forever. It's like the psychopaths and the nuts are coming out of nowhere, coming out of the woodwork in the last couple of months. I mean, what is going on? I certainly wish the best for the victims of that and hope they get better as soon as possible. But, you know, this is not related to the other two in any way. It's not related. But he was an extremely crazy guy. How many crazy people are out there who are ticking time bombs? Remember there was that movie with Michael Douglas, Falling Down, and that was the thing. His life was crumbling, so he completely lost it. And that led to horrible things. It led to some scary moments in that movie. And in real life, this is playing out around us. So is it a sign of the times, just a symptom of stress, of, you know, what it is that that people are walking around with the possibility of the time bomb going off? We're certainly, with the amount of the population, you have a little bit of everything. So you have people who are not balanced. You have people who would do something like this. So with the eviction thing, I would say, boy, if you were a landlord, you don't want to be the person having to put something on a door now, right? I don't think so. That has to be something, I think, that's probably, depending on the counties and the state, it would be better if that was handled in a much different way. And the, you know, we got the Fast and the Furious thing that happened. You have the Republican lawmakers, which they should, who are filing a lawsuit in federal court, pushing for a judge to compel the Department of Justice to turn over the documents. Just turn them over. If there's nothing to hide, if there's no big deal, then they could throw it back. I think they would relish throwing it back in Daryl Issa's face, the Republican congressman from California. But the problem is there is just a great chance that our attorney general knew about Fast and Furious, however long or what he knew about it in those inner office emails. I think that's part of what would come out there. And the idea is to not let that come out. And so the Department of Justice said, well, we just have turned over so many documents, we're not going to do it. You know, we're not going to turn them over. Otherwise, I think why not turn them over? It doesn't make any sense. Lawyers bury each other in paperwork, so who cares? Which just raises the suspicion by not doing it. Because already, if stuff has been turned over, it's not a big deal. Not a big deal. All right, coming up on the flip side, a lot of you sending me emails about Paul Ryan and whether or not he's getting a fair shake from the media, actually, and some other things about Ryan and what he does or doesn't do for the Republican ticket. That's next here on America Tonight.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
What's up with Aerosmith? He's trying to drown me out. They don't like Governor Chris Christie, but Governor Chris Christie, I think, I like a lot about Christie. There's some things you could argue about with him, too, as with every politician, but there's a lot of upside to some of the things Christie has done anyway. So we told you this was going to happen. I think that that was stuff that was already out there. There was definitely rumors about it because I had gotten hit up about Chris Christie giving the keynote 2 weeks ago. We talked about it. So anyway, there's the obligatory mainstream media breaking the story that we had about Chris Christie giving the keynote address at the Republican convention. You had a dartboard and you had a couple of possibilities and you were throwing darts at them. I think every single one of them would have landed on Christie. Popular, well-spoken, pulls no punches, out-of-the-box kind of guy who is not on the ticket, who is a rising star in the Republican Party, so he's perfect to do that. He's perfect to do that. How about the VP selection? A lot of you had something to say about that in the email, and we're going to go to the mailbag in a second. I just wanted to give you the skinny on this quick poll that came out. Gallup, doing all the polls that they do, showed, the latest Gallup poll shows, 39% of Americans say the choice is excellent of Ryan, or pretty good. 42% say it is a despair to poor decision. 42%. How about that? If you wanted a comparison, that's pretty low, because in 2008, Sarah Palin, the former Alaska governor, and Joe Biden, Palin had a 46, Biden a 47% favorable reactions to the nomination. So this Ryan's was a lot lower. 6 in 10 of the people surveyed said they never heard of Ryan. They don't know enough about him to even offer an opinion. And that being said, the Tea Party knows Ryan, and conservatives know Ryan. So is this the right move? We'll know November 6th. The Gallup poll results are pretty interesting, I would say. And that's what a lot of you wanted to talk about in your emails, because this just happened over the weekend on Saturday. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This from Jock, listening to us in Texas. That's an interesting nickname. Kind of like the Ewing's father. J.R. Ewing's fictional father was Jock. Jock says, I don't necessarily love the choice of Ryan Cape, but I understand why Mitt Romney made it. He is conservative. He won't cower down. And he does offer a massive contrast to what's out there. He is only the VP, however. It's more about Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. If you want another 4 years of Barack Obama, then we know how you're voting. But let's hope people want to change. This from a person who has been a Democrat most of my adult life. Touche. How about that? So there's another big switch there. We had some people call us in our last show saying that they were Democrats and were voting for Romney and Ryan. Jake, listening to us in Austin. Hello, my lady. Oh, my, oh, my. I don't know if you read this or not, but I'm going to say a little bit more about Ryan. The Ryan move is a very good move. He adds some youth. He adds a lot of things to this ticket. He's a fitness nut. That can't be bad at 42 years old. He looks great on the tube. He's well-spoken. And I think he is going to strike a chord the more people get to know him. They just have to give him a chance. Well, that's the key. Is he going to get the chance or not get the chance? Gallup poll shows that people don't know much about him, and they're kind of iffy on him. Bob in Vermont. Hello, Katie Delaney in America Tonight. I've been watching this VP contest, and I have to say, I would have chosen Condi Rice. I think you said she had no interest in doing the job, so if the lady didn't want the job, you can't force her to take it. But I really would have liked the option of seeing her in her first elected position, and she would have made a huge difference on that ticket. Ryan, I think, does make a difference. How much, we really don't know. Can he deliver Wisconsin? Could he possibly deliver Ohio? If he delivers Ohio, that would be huge. I think Ohio is going to be tough to get. I'm thinking of teachers, I'm thinking of people I know in Ohio and the woes that they've had. And I think that'll be a tough one for Romney and Ryan to pull out. And there is no doubt the Tea Party, I think, will unite behind the Romney-Ryan Express, behind the ticket. I mean, this is what they've been waiting for. Maybe this wasn't the candidate they wanted with Romney, but on the undercard, you get the guy, and you think of how long the Tea Party's been around. So I'd say that's pretty big stuff. Here's another one coming to us from Paulie T. He says, I didn't want you to confuse me with some of the other Pauls that I think email your show. I hate to stick on politics. Boy, there's some other good things to mention. But the Ryan question is interesting. He's in Iowa, and the president was hammering him during the day as a guy who didn't want to vote for any kind of help to the farmers because he blocked drought aid. I think Ryan can weather any of the things that they throw at him. Kate, how about you? Oh, yeah, I've said this over and over again. I've interviewed Ryan twice, not recently. We hope from the convention we'll be able to get him on. He's going to be swarmed. But before the election, we'll have him on. And by picking Ryan, I mean, this is a guy who's a fitness fanatic, if you want to know something else about him. He's a bow hunter. He doesn't waffle, although he goes along the lines of the Republicans. If it's not, he'll vote with his Republican brothers when it comes to voting I checked his record all the way down the line, but he isn't afraid to say what he thinks has to happen to express his opinion. So he's a little missile. I mean, he's not going to be peeled apart. He's the budget and his proposals to Medicare, Medicaid, and privatizing Social Security, all that stuff is out there blowing in the wind. But it's Romney, not Ryan, who's the main character in this. And I think some people forget that. But Ryan in the Midwest could help. Wisconsin, Michigan, who knows? Ohio, some of the libertarian states in the Northeast. Now, Florida with seniors, I think that could be a little bit tricky. The key is, what are the Democrats saying that could trip up Romney or Ryan? What are they saying that could end up getting them caught in the middle of it? And I don't see it. And this is a guy who's a committed conservative. He is all about Washington, and he's likable. A lot of people like Paul Ryan. So I say I give high marks to Mitt Romney for his bold move. You might not see it that way. You can send me an email, americatonight.net.
I've got a really bad hangover, so if you aren't willing to have a sensible conversation, I'm just going to shut the curtains.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
I'm stupid, you're smart.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.